Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 418, The Three Methods of Finance, When Enough is Enough, by Jacob Lund Fisker of EarlyRetirementExtreme.com. And I am your narrator, Dan. I'm here every weekday reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And before we hear today's post, if you want to show some support for this podcast, come by oldpodcast.com/support, where you'll find a bunch of ways that we have posted that you can help out both financially and otherwise, and anything listed there would be greatly appreciated. But for now, let's hear today's post as we optimize your life. The Three Methods of Finance, When Enough is Enough, by Jacob Lund Fisker of EarlyRetirementExtreme.com. There are three methods of paying for stuff. Some work and pay as they go. Some borrow and pay interest. And others live off the interest. I will try to make this as simple as possible. The three ways look like this. Number one, you can pay as you go. You save money and then you spend it. If you don't have the money, you can't afford it, and if you can't afford it, you don't buy it. For example, if you save $1,200, you spend it on something that costs $1,200. This could be a recurring cost of $1,200 per year or $100 per month. Number two, you borrow money to buy things you can't afford because you haven't saved the money. In return, you pay interest. For example, you borrow $1,200, and in return, you pay $36 in interest each year. This is how most people do it. Number three, you save much more money, about 33.3 times as much, or $40,000. Then you lend it out to 33.3 people in the example I just mentioned, and they pay you interest. Each pay $36, so in total, they pay $1,200. You use this to pay as you go. Financial independence means not having to finance like the people in class 2, and it usually also implies not having to earn money by working. But let's not get hung up on words. This blog primarily talks about class 3 financing. My life is financed like this. Note that DW's life is financed like class 1. We do not buy anything on credit. Now, you can decide whether you spend $100 or $80 per month on entertainment. For Class 3 financing, that would cost $40,000 and $32,000, respectively. Now, perhaps we can agree, and I know this is the hard part, that for some, the $80 version is as entertaining as the $100 version. Perhaps one is tennis and the other is soccer. What do I know? Saying that one is more entertaining than the other is kind of ridiculous, though. Similar for food. Perhaps one involves a diet of red meat, which gives me heartburn, and potatoes, and the other involves rice and dal, which I really like. Why would anyone pay more for something they don't like? Housing is more expensive, and so a $500 a month house would cost $200,000 to finance in Class 3, where a $1,500 a month house would cost $600,000. Of course, it is ridiculous to think that price tells the entire story. $600,000 around here, San Francisco Bay Area, buys you a wooden one-story house with about 3 bedrooms, a bathroom, and a front lawn. $600,000 in the Midwest buys you a McMansion with 6 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 4 acres, and lakefront access. I submit it's more fun to live in the Bay Area, so with more limited means, we only finance about $200,000 worth of living costs when calculated this way. This means living in an RV. On the other hand, $200,000 in the Midwest would buy substantially more, about what $1 million buys around here. More important, though, are more intangible effects. Suppose we go back to the food plan. Now, depending on where and how you buy it, you get different amounts of the very same food for $100. So, for example, just walking into the closest upscale supermarket and indiscriminately pulling food down from the shelves might cost $160,000 or $400 a month, whereas shopping at stores like Aldi, with few but good choices, will only cost $40,000 or $100 a month. Now, to some, saving that extra $120,000 will be no problem, but others may value not having to save that much in exchange for more careful shopping. Pardon me while I digress, but it is not silly to work for years to accumulate a retirement fund allowing you to finally relax and do what you want to do. Of course, it just may be that working all the time is exactly what you enjoy most of all. But it seems that this is not always the case, even for people who enjoy their jobs. They want to take some time off to do other stuff, but they can't because they must return to their jobs. Saving for decades is silly, as is the idea of remaining in the workforce for 5 more years because staying 5 more years will allow one to have a retirement which includes that much more spending. Because what if you get hit by a bus tomorrow? There are a lot of stories about people who wanted to squeeze in just one extra bit of work to meet some retirement target. Then, when they reach it, they think to themselves, well, if I work just a little longer, I could buy this and this and that. If I retire now, my salary will never get this high again, so I should keep working. They set a new target. The same thing happens a couple of times, and then the poor bastard dies of a heart attack, or gets Alzheimer's, or develops a chronic depression before retiring. Thus, figure out the price of various things you could easily live with, and work out a Class 3 finance. Add all these together. This is your number. Once you hit your number, pull the trigger. Now, if you want more stuff, do Class 1 finance. Get a simple job and pay as you go. Unless your sole activity is reading books or watching TV, anything you do will be worth something to someone. Remember that even $100 will stretch pretty far when all your needs and most of your wants are met. The main problem, of course, is that if you presently feel great with one bathroom, but a few decades down the road you suddenly feel you need 3 of them, then you made a huge mistake and have to return to the workforce quite possibly at a lower income. Your only consolation then would be that you enjoyed a few decades of freedom. You just listened to the post titled The 3 Methods of Finance, When Enough is Enough, by Jacob Lund Fisker of earlyretirementextreme.com.
For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that article was published almost exactly 4 years ago, so his living situation has changed significantly, but the words still apply. And I'm going to keep this ending short for you today, but before we go, it would be great if you could come by oldpodcast.com/support and check out some of the different ways that you can support this show. Most of them are totally free, like sharing the podcast with a friend, writing a rating and review, and more. We'd really appreciate it. Again, that link is oldpodcast.com/support. And that is it for today. Thanks so much, as always, for being here. I will see you tomorrow in the Thursday show, where your optimal life awaits.